Stories of J.G. Ballard. Tonight, Escapement.
How did you get in?
Don't you remember? I still have a key.
Neither of us was watching the television too closely when I first noticed the slip. Helen was busy hemming an old dress, while I was stretched out in front of the fireplace with the crossword, brazing gently and toying with 17 down.
Told by antique clocks. Two words, five letters each.
What about your wife? She knows that?
They've got their reels crossed. This is where we came in.
Is it? I wasn't really watching. Tap the set.
I'm sure that will help. You watch. Any moment, the station manager will come on to apologize for the mix-up. Somewhere there's an engineer out of a job.
I don't think we've seen this.
You said yourself you weren't paying attention.
Shh, quiet. Now that I'm watching, I don't want to miss this.
Fine, suit yourself. I've got plenty to do with my crossword. Let's see. Told by empty.
Just look for the richest dude in the state. Figured you'd be shacked up with him.
Sorry.
Sounds
I deserved it.
10 minutes later, it happened again. He owns.
Did you get in?
Don't you remember? I still have a key.
Told by antique clocks. Two words, five letters.
What way is that?
Like you can never get enough.
It's funny. Haven't they spotted it yet? They can't all be asleep.
Stay
away.
Who?
Station, the bloody network.
Something wrong with the set.
I thought you were watching this junk.
I am.
Then perhaps you'd care to explain to me why they're playing it through for the third time.
Simple. They're not. You must have read the book.
Heaven forbid. Do you mind if I just change the program? See if anything else is on.
This is the most interesting part.
Maybe the first time. It's beginning to wear a little thin. I'll come back to it in a minute, I promise.
That's what you always say.
True, but this time I mean it. Promise?
All right.
Thank you, dear.
Oh, and it's a long ball down the left side. Collected by Smithick. He's around Beardsley.
No.
Oh, a lovely left-footed cross. Bass is in the air. The end's it. Oh, it's a goal! It's a goal! Manchester United!
I refuse to spend my evening watching football.
Yes, darling.
For correctly answering our jackpot question, Ruthie, you have won yourself a brand new 1988 Ferrari. And here's the key.
Wouldn't mind winning one of those myself.
Harry, don't be mean.
Sorry.
Come in.
Hello, Jake.
What do you want?
Watch it, Helen. Put the saying away. It's getting on my nerves. God. I know this off by heart.
Shh, can't you stop talking?
Sure. Huh? What if I smoke?
Harry.
Well, I can too.
You may not believe this, darling, but I'm here on a mission.
That's better.
Yeah.
I sat back, waiting for the inevitable network apology. The scene drew to a close, just as it did the last time and the time before that, and...
How did you get in?
Don't you remember? I still have a key.
Fantastic. It's incredible.
A lot for granted.
Didn't know you cared for this show. You never used to.
Darling, in case you haven't noticed, they are now playing the same scene through for the fourth time.
The fourth time? Are they repeating it?
Oh. I begin to think there's a studio full of technicians all slumped over their controls while some automatic camera pumps out the same reel ad nauseum.
What about your wife? She know better?
Possible explanation?
Doesn't matter.
Network suicide pact.
What about your...
Harry, but unlikely.
Will you sit down and stop fidgeting? Honestly, Harry, sometimes you're worse than a little boy.
You haven't by any chance seen my cigarette, Harry. It was here a minute ago.
I've warned you about careless smoking, Harry.
Yes, I know you have, dear. I'm very sorry, but I'm sure I wasn't being careless. I must have thrown it in the fireplace.
Well,
Many of our favorite dishes have taken their names from famous historical figures. Fill in the blanks with the correct name. Oysters, blank.
Rockefeller.
Yes, that's 50 points to Ruthie.
I thought you were enjoying the show. Why'd you turn?
Dear, I don't know about you, but I can only watch it so many times.
Oh.
Look, it's 9:05 now. I'll turn back at 9:15, I promise. Maybe then I can get an explanation.
All right, but remember, 9:15.
Etched in stone, dear.
Ruthie, the perpetual quiz show contestant, was working her way up a pyramid of questions on cuisine.
Blank.
Kiev.
Marsalis. Wrong.
Tetrazzini.
Yes.
Needless to say, Ruthie fared much better than I. Eventually, she answered the jackpot question, and the rest, as they say, is history.
Answering our jackpot question, Ruthie, you have won yourself a brand new 1988 Ferrari, and here's the key.
God, not another one. She'll need a garage the size of a football field to hold all of her bloody Ferraris. Speaking of football...
Been said already. What a goal he's just scored to put his mates in front. Now, let's have a look at the replay, shall we? He's around Beardsley. Oh, a lovely left-footed cross. Bass is in the air. The end's in. Oh, it's a goal! It's a goal! Manchester United!
Bloody incredible! Helen, get me a scotch and soda.
What's the matter? Have you strained your back again?
Quickly.
Hold on.
Hello, Jake.
What do you want?
Can't an ex-wife visit an ex-husband without bad feelings mucking things up?
It's too fantastic.
Can you offer me a drink?
All three programs are repeating.
Sure.
What are the chances of that ever happening again? What should I do? What can you do? Sit back. Wait. What's the time? 9:14. All right. Keep your eyes glued to the screen.
Yeah.
You don't want to miss the next change.
You and Dracula. Look.
Here you go, love. One scotch and soda on the rocks. I'll just set it next to you here on the end table.
Fine.
Are you all right?
I still was fine, didn't I? Really, I'm all right. What's your show?
Did you get in?
Don't you remember? I still have the key.
Take a lot for granted.
Antique clocks.
Seen the way you look at me.
Wind chimes?
What way is that?
Like you can never
get... Aztec something or other, maybe?
I knew you'd come.
Time for that drink.
How could I stay away, baby?
Well?
Well, what?
Where did you put it?
Put what, dear?
The scotch. You brought it in a couple of minutes ago. It was right here on the table.
You've been dreaming.
Well, in that case, I'd better go dream up another drink. Or a drink, for that matter.
Don't be long. You'll miss the show.
Somehow, I doubt that. That's odd. The clock over the kitchen sink says 9:07. That has to be at least an hour slow. What's your watch say? 9:05? And it always runs perfectly. What's going on here? Steady. No sense panicking until the situation calls for it. I know. Call your partner, Tom Farnold. Maybe he knows something.
Right.
Be home. Be home.
Hello?
Tom.
That's my name.
Harry here. Tom, what time do you make it?
Time to liberal to a back.
Seriously, our clocks are going crazy here.
Well, let's see. The big hand's on the... 10 past I make it.
I see. 10 past what exactly?
9 should be. By the way, did you get those pickles I left for you in the safe?
Yes, I did, Tom, thanks.
It's an old family recipe.
Imagine that. Listen, Tom, the damnedest things are happening here. We were watching Helen's soap on 2.
Yeah, I'm watching it now. Can you hurry this up?
You're watching it. Then how do you explain this repetition business and the way the clocks are all stuck between 9 and 9:15?
I don't know, Harry. Maybe you should go outside and give the house a good shake. Harry?
Yes, Tom?
You feeling all right?
To tell you the truth, Tom, I'm a little concerned about my mental health. I think I might be losing my...
Careful.
Losing what? Harry?
My hair, Tom.
You called me at home because you're worried about losing your hair? Hell, you've got a bit of the reseeds, but... I think you're overreacting.
I agree, Tom. And thanks.
For what?
The pickles. If ever I needed a drink, this is the one.
I reached for my glass and...
How did you get in?
Don't you remember? I have one key.
17 down, told by antique. Now where the hell is it?
Where's what, dear?
My scotch. What the hell do I have to do to get a drink around here?
Would you like me to fix you a drink, darling?
Don't bother. You could fix them all night and I'd never get to drink one. Excuse me.
Hello?
Yeah, Tom, did I just call you a few minutes ago?
What? Who is this?
It's me, Harry. Harry Bartley.
Oh.
Sorry about that mix-up, Tom. What I meant was, did you call me a few minutes ago? We've been having a little trouble with the line here.
Wasn't me, Harry. By the way, did you get those pickles I left for you in the safe?
Help! Help! Why, yes, I did, Tom.
It's an old family recipe.
Will you shut up about your bloody pickles? Tom?
Now get a grip, Harry. You're beginning to act like a lunatic.
I begin to feel like a lunatic.
Harry, who are you talking to?
No one, dear.
What are you going to tell Helen?
The truth. But first... Right.
Nobody owns me.
Yeah? Then leave him. Your husband know what you used to do for a living? Napkin off?
No.
Or do you suppose he'd do if he did?
You wouldn't tell him.
Harry, I was watching that.
Do you suppose you could forget the TV for 2 minutes of your life and listen to me? This is very important.
All right, Harry, I'm listening.
Well, it's rather difficult to explain, dear, but for some reason, Helen, I don't know why, we seem to be in a sort of a circular time trap, just going round and round. You're not aware of it, and I can't find anyone else who is either.
How many of those have you had?
I have not been drinking, Helen, despite considerable efforts to the contrary. For the last 2 hours, a section of time about 15 minutes long has been repeating itself. The clocks are stuck between 9 and 9.15. That show you've been watching...
Oh, my show! Harry, you're just being silly. Now turn it on again.
Oh, I give up.
Come here.
Hello, Jake.
What do you want?
Can an ex-wife visit an ex-husband with their bad feelings, muck and things up?
Oh, and it's a long ball down the left side. Collected by Smithick. He's around here. Oh, oysters. Blank.
Rockefeller.
Yes, that's 50 points to Ruthie. Next.
All of the best-selling cosmological study, black holes, the universe, and all that stuff. Good evening, Professor.
I haven't seen this before.
Professor,
Harry,
can you give us
my
some
show?
Idea how these eruptions of gas on the sun's surface will affect the Earth?
Well, I don't think there's any cause for alarm. These eruptions or billows have mass. So I think we can expect a lot of strange optical effects as the light leaving the sun is deflected by them gravitationally.
Mm-hmm. Well, what about the relationship between light and time, Professor? If I remember my relativity, they're tied together pretty closely. Mm. How are you sure we won't all need to add another hand to our clocks and watches?
I think we'll be able to get along quite nicely without upsetting the Swiss. The time is extremely complicated. But I assure you, the clocks won't suddenly start running backwards or sideways.
That fool doesn't know what he's talking about.
Harry.
Sorry.
He really took me to the cleaners.
Oh, you're not still bitter.
I hope I didn't miss much.
Frankly, dear, I don't see how you could.
What do you think?
I think you're still in love with me.
I got over you a long time ago. I realize
Let's
that
see.
You
According to my watch, I estimate another 20 seconds until the next change. Might as well make yourself comfortable.
Harry, you're not watching this. How would you like to make your dear wife a drink?
Ordinarily, I would, dear. But I don't much care for the idea of my being flung from the kitchen back onto the sofa, however painless it might be.
What?
3, 2, 1.
Just look
the jump there was smoother than expected. Not the slightest tremor. The phrase was stuck in my mind.
Olden times. Olden times. 17 down, told by antique clocks, 5 and 5. That's it. Olden times. Must have solved it subconsciously.
Pardon, dear?
Just mumbling as usual. Excuse me.
Hello?
Tom, it's me again. I wanted to apologize for my behavior earlier. I was completely out of line.
Is that you, Harry? Did you get those pickles I left for you in the safe? I say something funny?
No, Tom. And yes, I got the pickles. An old family recipe, right?
How did you know?
Deja vu. Look, Tom, I hate to ask you on such short notice, but can you come over right away?
Yes, certainly. What's up?
I'll tell you when you get here.
It's not Helen, is it?
Who?
Helen. Your wife?
Oh, no, no, she's fine. As soon as you can.
Right. On my way.
And now?
Who is that on the phone, dear?
Tom. He's coming over.
That's nice.
Damn. I just realized. It's at least half an hour's drive from his place. He'll never make it. The very most he'd get halfway here before...
Before what, Harry?
Before the show's over, dear. Tom's a great fan of it.
You could always watch one of the other channels.
Of course, that's it. Why didn't I think of it before? Excuse me.
Channel 3. Ah, oh, here we are.
Channel 3, may I help you?
Yes, I'd like to speak with the producers of Jackpot Trivia, please.
I'm sorry, sir, but that show is on the air.
I'm well aware of that, but this call is extremely important. It concerns this evening's program.
If you just call back in the
Let morning... me put it this way. If you don't put me through this instant, I shall douse myself with petrol in your lobby and strike a match.
I'll put your call through.
Thought you might.
Hello.
Sorry, this may seem odd to you, but... Is the jackpot question in tonight's program known to any members of the studio audience?
No, of course not.
I see. Do you know it by any chance?
No, I do not. All the questions for tonight's show are known only to our senior program producer and Monsieur Philippe Sisson of Savoy Hotels Limited. They're a closely guarded secret.
Good. Now, if you've got a piece of paper handy, I'll give you the jackpot question. Ready? List the complete menu at the Guildhall Coronation Banquet in July 1953.
Just a minute.
Certainly. Come on, how long does it take?
Just a moment. Who is this?
Oh, thank God. My name is Harold Bartley, and I live at 129B Sutton Court Road, Northwest 3.
Oh. Sorry.
The jump back caught me completely unaware. Instead of being stretched out on the sofa as usual, I was leaning against the mantelpiece and staring down at my crossword. Huh? Helen.
Dear.
Did you fill in 17 down?
No, I never so much as looked at the crossword.
Well, somebody filled it in, and it wasn't me.
Or was it? Time? 9:03. The merry-go-round is closing in.
Fantastic, Helen. It's 9:03. Do you realize what that means? It means the loop is getting shorter. That last jump back came at least 2 minutes early. I'd say around 9:13. And not only is the repetition interval getting shorter, but as the circle closes in on itself, it's uncovering the real time stream running below it. The stream in which the other eye, unknown to myself here, of course, had solved the clue, stood up, walked over to the mantelpiece, and filled in 17 down. I mean, the proof is right there in the newspaper. Olden times. See?
Oh. I think I've had enough of this show. It's not very good. You can change the channel if you like.
Did you hear a word I said?
Of course, darling.
Which one?
Oh, don't sulk, Harry. If you wanted to watch something else, all you had to do was ask.
Steady, steady.
I don't think there's any cause for alarm. These eruptions or billows have mass. So I think we can expect a lot of strange optical effects as the light leaving the sun is deflected.
I'm beginning to dislike that man. See, you've put your sewing away, finally.
Mm-hmm.
Good magazine, is it?
Yes, quite good.
Lots of words, pictures.
Yes, Harry, that's what usually comes in the magazine.
Conversation exhausted, I focused my attention on the clock. The next jump back came at 9:10.
You are one.
9:04. I stood, leaning against the mantelpiece, smoking a cigarette I'd never seen before. Helen opened a window.
It's a beautiful night.
Is it really? Look, if no one's watching the damn thing...
Think it absolutely necessary to pull the plug, dear.
Oh, listen to that, Helen.
What? I don't hear anything.
Exactly.
It's such a lovely night, Harry. What do you say we go for a walk in the park?
Oh, if only we could. But each successive jump back gives us a new departure point. Even if we made it as far as the park, the next jump back we'd be right here again. Only this time, we'll have decided to drive to the pub instead.
Harry?
What? Sorry?
You look asleep on your feet. A nice walk will wake you up.
All right. Go and get your coat. I'll wait right here.
Are you going to be warm enough like that?
I doubt we'll be gone that long.
I'll just be a minute.
That should do it. It's 9:08. Any time now? And I'm back on the sofa.
Of course you are, dear. Where else would you be?
At least the TV's finally off.
I'll just close the window and we'll be going. There. All set. Have you got any money on you?
Should have. How much do you want?
What do you usually pay for drinks? We'll only stay for a couple.
Huh? We're going to the pub, are we?
Didn't we decide not 2 minutes ago that we were going to the pub?
Probably.
Are you all right, dear? You look all strangled. Is that shirt too tight?
Helen, I've got to try and explain something to you. It's becoming too much for me to endure alone.
What is it, Harry?
I don't know why it's happening, but it has something to do with these billows of gas.
Billows of gas? Should I call the doctor?
No, there's nothing the matter with me. How can I make you understand? Everything is happening so fast and I don't think there's much time left. Where'd she go? Helen? She's in the bedroom. Now get a hold of yourself. It's 9:07. 9:07. 1 minute before the circle is complete.
Harry, you didn't give me an answer. Do you want to or don't you?
Do I or don't I want to what? I was completely out of touch with what my real self was doing in the normal time channel. Where do I go? Where do I stand? What do I do?
Face it, Harry. It's not Helen and everybody else who's riding the merry-go-round. It's you.
Harry!
Yes? She was standing in the doorway, waiting for me.
Are you sure you want to go?
Of course, darling. Go where? She was standing in the doorway, waiting for me. 9:07. 20 seconds. And counting. Helen, I don't think I can make it.
Harry, you're shaking.
Only a fraction of a minute left. Push off. That's it. One foot after the other.
Harry.
Helen, don't move. Look. See? I'm starting to walk over to you. To walk over to you. Over to you. To you. 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 You.
Harry? Harry?
Huh?
Shh, quiet. Take your time. Here.
Oh.
Let's sit up.
Oh.
How do you feel?
I have just been catapulted from a revolving door. What happened? Did I collapse?
Not exactly. You were watching television and I thought you looked rather seedy. So I suggested we go out for a drink. Then you went into a sort of convulsion.
God, I couldn't have dreamt all that, could I?
What was it about?
A sort of crazy merry-go-round. Hard to explain coherently. Time was... What time is it now?
It's 9:45.
Really? Is the TV still plugged in?
Of course.
What happened to your show?
Must be over by now. I gave up on it. You know, it's the same thing week after week. Like a drink?
Hmm. A big scotch. I think I've earned it.
I'll just be a moment.
Could it have been a dream? It was so real. I can still remember each round trip perfectly.
Here we go.
Thank you.
Neck still bothering you?
Only when I remember. You know, the whole thing started during that ridiculous soap.
Shh, relax. Don't think about it.
Mm, it feels good.
Your muscles are all tight.
Little more to the right. That's got it.
I didn't know you went in for the circus.
I don't usually. Do you suppose it has anything to do with this female acrobat and the leopard skin panties?
Let that be a warning.
You're very good at this. What if I close my eyes?
Be my guest. Well, I didn't think much of that. Now they're doing an encore.
Who are?
That team of acrobats, the something brothers. One of them even slipped both times. How are you feeling?
Better. Mm. I've decided the whole thing was just a bad dream.
Well, what else could it have been, silly? Why do they keep on doing that?
Doing what, dear?
That. They've done it twice already.
I don't think so. This is a slightly different act.
Watch. They slipped here last time.
No, not... That one was a headstand. Here they were stretched out horizontally.
You couldn't have been watching. See, what did I tell you?
I don't know. What did you tell me?
You're not paying attention. There's no point even talking to you.
Sorry.
Oh, come on now. What's this all about? They're repeating the whole thing for the fourth time.
Darling.
What?
Let me just get my arm around you. There now. Cozy?
Uh-huh.
Good. Now, darling, I want you to hold tight.
What for, Harry?
Because this is the merry-go-round, dear. And this time, you're driving.
Escapement by J.G. Ballard. Dramatized by James R. Wallen. Starring Barry Baldero as Harry and Joyce Campion as Helen. With Paulina Gillis, Todd Duckworth, Jeremy Henson, Graham Haley, Louisa Martin, and Sam Moses. The series script editor is Sandra Rabinovich. Casting consultant, Beth Russell. Original music was by Timothy Clark. Recording engineer, Bob Lackey. Sound effects by Kathy Perry and production assistant Heather Brown. Escapement was produced in Toronto by series executive producer William Lane. Next week, The Dead Astronaut.